Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday, and I'm looking forward to our video this week. It'll be short, but it's going to hopefully get us down the road in this particular subject we're talking about, real Christianity, the hearing, seeing, and doing life. I trust that it'll inspire you to allow God to become real in your life so that you can get answers to your prayers and you'll be able to share testimonies with others. Now, we'll see how well I do with this verse of scripture, because it's kind of our verse that we talk about every week and we give at the very beginning of this program. And that is Matthew 11, 27 to 30 in the Message Bible. And this is how it starts here. Jesus resumed, and we're wanting to memorize this, okay? So I'll see how well I do, see how well you do, because it does such a good job showing us that Jesus didn't want to just have the relationship with his Father all alone. He wanted to bring us into the same experience with his Father God so that we could experience God, know him, follow him, and be successful in life and walk in dominion over the works of the devil, manifest the very glory and love of God, and the world will come running like a Pied Piper, so that Jesus is Lord. So verse 27 says, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. This is the Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Father the way the Son does, nor the Son the way the Father does. But I'm not keeping this to myself. I'm willing to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and I'll show you how to recover your life. I kind of messed it up there, so let me read it. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Now, folks, I didn't do a great job on that, but I'll get it down this next week and it'll be perfect. And you get it down as well. Now let's go ahead and go back to where we were, because we were talking about, and especially using Jesus as our example, what Jesus said about us. I mean, look at what he said over there in John 14, 21 in the Amplified Version. He said, the person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. Now, that's an amazing passage of scripture, because what it does is authenticate the reason why your relationship with God is supposed to be tangible. You know, I've heard people talk against the tangibility of God, and the only thing I'm going to say is it's most likely because they didn't have any tangibility in their own life. So it's a whole lot easier, misery loves company, if you get everybody to have a relationship with God that doesn't work, than it is to go ahead and let others find God when you're not finding him himself, yourself. I know that's a little bit hard and to the point, but you know what? Let's not mix words in these particular sessions that we have. We need to get right down to the heart of it. For 2,000 years, we've had the right and the ability to perfect Christianity until we've come to the place here in 2021 where we should have Christians literally taking the world by storm and turning it upside down. If the early church could turn it upside down, my friend, we can turn the world upside down. So to take God away from the equation while we religiously pontificate about someone we've never experienced is absolutely incorrect, and we're coming against that mindset. God should be real to you, and the realness of the scriptures will come alive in your heart, and it will lead you right into a relationship where you'll begin to hear him clearly, and you'll begin to know him personally. Jesus said right there at the end, I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. Who's he talking about? He's talking about us. He wants to be real to us as much as we want to be real to him. Well, we read over there in Romans chapter 8, 15 to 17 in the message last week, and I'll just read the part that I want you to hear, and that is this resurrection life is supposed to be adventurously expectant. You know, there you go, adventures and grace. What are we talking about? Grace is everywhere, and when you begin to find the influence of God upon your life and you begin to acknowledge that influence of God upon your life, you'll begin to draw close in your awareness of God and His grace. The Lord Jesus will become so real to you, you'll begin to walk with Him. Amen. It goes on to say, this resurrection life is adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" I shared with you last week about having a grandchildren, about how much my little grandchild Theo, how much he loves to play with me. And when you play with him, I'm telling you, you just got to get ready for it. I mean, if you throw a ball to him, he's going to go get it, and he's either going to catch it, going to go get it, and he's going to throw it back to you. And then he's going to do that long enough until he about wears you out. Why? What does it mean? What's next, Papa? It seems to indicate that what you had previously must have been good enough. You want to know what else is coming down. Because if it was a horrid experience, you wouldn't be saying, "What's next, Papa?" You say "What's next" because you just had an amazing experience with your Father God, and you want to have another one of those experiences with your Father God. Come on, this is Christianity. You should have so many experiences, and so should I, folks. I'm starting to write them down so that I don't forget them, because I have so many experiences. Many times I'll forget some of them. We don't want to forget them. We want to keep on telling people about these wonderful experiences with Jesus until people start to realize I should be having them too. All right, we come over to John chapter 10, 1 through 5, and this is in the message, and it doesn't have to be in the message always. It could be in the King James. It does a real good job in the King James as well, but it's Jesus talking about being a shepherd to his sheep, and look at what he says, because I want you to get a hold of this. We'll embellish these thoughts at a later time, but it says, let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good, a sheep rustler. The shepherd walks right up to the gate, the gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He didn't say the sheep might recognize his voice, folks. He said emphatically, the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it. Now, let's just be honest. We're endeavoring to awaken ourselves to the wonderful spiritual realities and the realm of heaven. We're supposed to have heaven upon the earth, Jesus said, as he was inquired about what kind of prayer to pray. Well, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's he trying to say? You should be experiencing me right here and right now, and the things of heaven that you'll experience when you get there, you should be able to partake of them even while you're here. Why? Well, you're not a physical body, folks. You are a spiritual being, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. As a spiritual being, you are awakened unto the spiritual world, and that world should become real to you and more real as your relationship with God progresses. Notice what Paul goes on to say over here in Romans chapter 6. It just helps to support what we just heard in John chapter 10, that the sheep know the shepherd, they hear his voice, and they follow him. And the voice of a stranger they will not follow, for they do not know that voice. Now, did Jesus say, when you follow him, you'll know how to follow him? When you hear him, you'll know how to hear him? Or did he say, all sheep hear the voice of the shepherd? Folks, I'm telling you, what Jesus just set us up with there is a spiritual reality that you can take to your heart and by faith begin to say and begin to believe and begin to position yourself, I hear my Father, I hear my Savior, I hear the Holy Ghost. I know him and I follow him with perfection. The Amplified says, I see and I recognize him. I like that as well, to add to that particular grouping of thoughts that are so real about you knowing your Father. Look at what Paul says here in Romans 6, 10 and 11. In the Message Bible, it says, when Jesus died, he took sin down with him, but alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue and you hang on every word. Wow, stop there for a second. Sin speaks a dead language and means nothing to you. I'm telling you right there, right there, right there, grab a hold of that and realize sin means nothing to you. Listen, I've got faith to believe that sin means nothing to me, that temptation means nothing to me. Why? Because God is my mother tongue and I hang on every word. Notice what it says. God speaks your mother tongue. Now, for someone who travels and sometimes out of the country, I'll go places where, you know, you hear people in an airport and everyone you hear is speaking a different language. And to you, it's noise. Now, it's beautiful if you speak that language. Don't get me wrong. But to someone that doesn't understand it, it's noise. But if you're in that airport and you all of a sudden hear some woman cry out, John, come on over here. They've got a McDonald's. We need to eat. Well, all of a sudden, your English hearing ears pick up on the English language that was spoken. And in the midst of all kinds of clatter and clutter of sounds, you immediately pick on it because it's your mother tongue. Do you know that we can be in the midst of all the chaos of life? You can be in the midst of all the pains that come to speak so loudly and the symptoms that come to harass you and those that are speaking negative about you, and you're around others that don't even care about you, but their worldliness is trying to affect you. And right in the midst of it, you can hear your mother tongue, and that is God speaking to you. And all the other sounds, you don't even listen to them because you do not know them. Come on, we're putting something together here, folks. God wants us to grow up into these truths and to recognize him. I'm going to give you one more. It's over in Romans chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. It says, but now that you've found you don't have to listen to sin tell you what to do and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling you what to do, what a surprise. A whole healed, put together life right now with more and more life on the way. Wow, what's he trying to say? It's a joy to begin to hear your Father. I'm going to have to stop right there. We're going to have to come back. I know this is session after session, but glory to God, we're getting to the end of some of these thoughts. And in a sense, you know what? I'm not apologizing that it's taken this time, because these thoughts are the kind of thoughts that help somebody draw to the closeness of God where he becomes real. I'm in Silva, North Carolina, preaching for Aaron and Rachel Clemens. They're just wonderful people. We had such a good time there. And while I'm preaching and talking about this hearing and seeing life, I was sharing about these things. I went ahead and heard myself say, I said right out of my mouth without thinking about it, this is the way that I minister to people. I see things and then I hear things from the Holy Spirit. And when I said that, I heard the Holy Ghost prompt me and encourage me, well, then do that right now. And so just real quickly, I looked inside and I saw a heart beating, just like a heart would beat, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And then I heard the word circulation. So I said, I see someone's heart that's in trouble, and I hear that there's a problem with your circulation. And a lady raised her hand right away. She lifted it up high, and I went back there, and she testified to the fact the moment that I spoke that out, it was like heat came all over. It was the presence of the Lord came all over her, and by the time I laid hands on her, she said, I'm tingling all over my body, and Jesus set that woman free and healed her body. Now, when I was done ministering to her, I just began to rejoice. Everyone else did. And she raised her hand one more time, and I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I just have to tell you a testimony that goes along with what you're preaching. She said, I own a food truck, and yesterday I was on that food truck, and many times I forget to eat lunch, and it gets really hot on those trucks, and you can almost pass out. I heard very distinctly a voice speak behind me that said, either eat some food or drink some water or do both, but do them now. And she said, I just dismissed it momentarily. And then I said, no, wait, what was that? And I heard the Lord say again, either eat something or drink something, do one or do both, but do it now. She said, I reached over and grabbed a Gatorade and I downed that Gatorade. And instantly I had electrolytes in my body and I had, well, she had some sugar in her body too, but she had some fluid in her body. And she said, immediately I began to perk up and had more energy. And I know the Lord was saving me from passing out because it was very warm and very, very hot that day. And I'd forgotten to eat lunch. Well, I thought, isn't that amazing that the Lord is having me to speak on this? He encourages me to say something. It ends up ministering to that lady. And then she testifies the sermon that I'm actually preaching. What do you think that is, folks? That's grace. God will lead you and guide you from one step to the next until you begin to experience Him all day long. And you can actually expect and look for Him and His wonderful favor upon your life. Well, we're going to see you next week. Can't wait to be with you. Now, if you want to subscribe, you can to the YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, or you can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us so that you can stay abreast of these wonderful series and these videos. If you'd like to go to our website to see some of the things that we have on the website, you can go there by jimhockaday.com. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for the time that you spend to watch these videos. We trust 100% that you're starting to experience the Lord already, getting answers to your prayers, and you'll begin to stack up testimony after testimony until you can fill a whole volume of a little notebook with what the Lord has done for you. See you next time.